This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.
All right, there's a lot going on the field, but there's more that I want to talk about. So I wanted to introduce this, and I think I'm just going to call it and, because you get football and some more shit. We got my man David Dennis Jr. here. Welcome, my brother.
What up? What up? I don't know about and. I think people were expecting something better than me. Like, it was getting like David and like
I'm bringing. No. All right. Well, we workshopping it for now.
Yeah. You set the bar a little high.
Criticism. Yeah, I set the bar low. So when I come with a better name, I thought and was good.
I thought you set the bar high for me. Like, I'm going to bring you something special. And like, you got to set the bar way lower. You got to be like, okay, we got to call this like, that's it.
We gonna call it. Yeah, what you got for me this week, David?
How are we gonna talk about the Browns, man?
Yeah,
like, what are we gonna, like, are we going to talk about the Cleveland Browns like a real actual sports franchise? Like, are we going to do this thing where we're like, oh, the Browns, and they're like, they're one, like, there was a time, like, yesterday it looked like they were going to be 2-0. And it was like, I was going through my head, like, are we really going to be looking at a Deshaun Watson at a, like, playoff run? Or, you know, and then there's these pictures that come out, and they're like, the fans are just, you know, they had the massage table thing. I'm going to go into all the details. And we've seen some of the pictures that people are bringing their children, holding their signs up. Like, how are we going to talk about them?
So it felt like, everyone outside of Cleveland, it felt like we're kind of rooting against the Browns. And not in part, I was going to say in part because Deshaun Watson, but in total because of the Deshaun Watson's sweepstakes that they won this offseason. Which, to be honest, it's kind of unfair to just pile on the Browns because they just won it. Everybody, like, right, we kind of should hold everyone accountable who was going after him, but they did pay him an unprecedented, fully guaranteed $200+ million contract. And the point you bring up, the thing that's kind of been a bit bugging me is, like, I understand the teams, like, they react to the way that we react, honestly, and they knew that nobody was going to be that upset with them for signing Deshaun Watson, because I mean we don't respect women that much in this country, which is a whole nother conversation. But I can't imagine that even they imagined that they'd have people rally around them. So there's lots of Watson jerseys. There's lots of signs blaming the massage therapist who Deshaun Watson allegedly sexually assaulted. And then you mentioned the picture that was around the internet this weekend of a massage table with a player laying on it. So we don't have to get into details of that, but I just don't. I don't know what to say about it. I don't get it. I mean, I guess I understand we, like, rally around our own, and reminds me of the Ray Rice situation when they gave him a standing ovation when the Ravens fans did when he returned to training camp. It's like, that's our guy. But he wasn't even your guy. Like, Ray Rice was there and he won a Super Bowl. Not to defend them, it's not even any better, but, like, there's some logic behind that history and that connection, I guess. And this just don't make sense. Can you make it make sense for me?
I mean, this is the thing. Like, sexual assault and rape culture is a culture. Like, it doesn't happen in a vacuum, you know? And so we're seeing it takes all the cogs for it to work. Like, the Deshaun Watson contract, like you said, is not just on, like, one team owner giving or general manager giving them this contract. It is about the fact that, like, owners could have said, we don't want this guy to begin with. You know, there's ways that you can kick players out of the league, as we've seen them do before. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Like, owners can do that without saying, we're kicking this guy out. Players can say, we don't want to play with this guy. They do that all the time, as, you know, we see with players that they don't like. I mean, now there are different power dynamics with that, of course, that we can get into. But then, I mean, journalists play a part in that by the way that we say, you know, well, how do you think about Deshaun Watson on the field? And then we have to, like, talk about his pass percentage and all that stuff and rushing yards, and not talk about the other stuff and pretend it's not there. And then the fans are, like, a central part of that. Like, fans could have said, we don't want Deshaun Watson here. Like, they did this with Michael Vick, if you recall, when he was at Pittsburgh. Like, fans were, you know, protesting and threatening to boycott because they didn't agree with Michael Vick did And it goes back to what you said before. Nobody gives a damn about women. And I think especially when it came out to the fact that, like, oh yeah, Deshaun Watson was doing this to a lot of black women too. Like, people are only going to not care, but they're going to support people who do this. Like, I've done pop culture writing for a long time. I saw this exact same thing with R. Kelly. We're seeing this exact same thing with Tory Lanez, who, you know, allegedly shot the most popular black woman rapper in the world and is, you know, touring off of that violence. I mean, that's just what happens. Like, people, I don't know why the owners did not think that would be the case, because that's what happens every time these cases pop up.
I mean, I just don't think they care. And I don't know. It's just the fan reaction that confuses me. Like, I understand everything else. Not that anything else is like should be celebrated or appreciated or whatever. Like, it all, the rest of it makes sense to me. The fans rallying around it is something that does, like, you don't have to be associated with that. You can still be a Browns fan and say, like, whatever, and just like put that out of your mind. He's not even playing for the team right now. The idea that you would then come out is just a level that I don't quite understand, that you want to like go be associated with this. And it's not even like they're making the argument, a defense argument for him. Like, it's like, whatever. It's just, we're all in on his team because he can throw touchdowns. So I'm not, I mean, one but there who are thinks people, that he, go ahead.
I mean, sorry, but there are people that like think that sexual assault is okay. I mean, like, that's just what it is. There's people that have no problem with what he did. I mean, people go to Trump rallies and say, grab me, or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and do things like that. Like, there are people who are just like, it is okay what he did. I don't, like, massage therapists are there. Well, first of all, women are there to be touched against their consent, especially massage therapists. And they are like, not just defending him, they're defending the act of victimizing women. And they are fine with that. And he's just sort of the avatar for getting out all of their hatred towards women.
All right, that's not a fun one to talk about. I don't know what's going to happen if there. I mean, there should be repercussions for people who are doing these things like that, but I guess they would argue free speech. I don't know what you can do about it, but it just is. It's a terrible thing to be associated with. I don't think the Browns or the NFL or anybody wants to be associated with that. But honestly, I don't care. Like, this always comes down to when we have these big issues where we all point at a select few and say that they are wrong or they are racist, they are sexist. I always like think about it exists in this environment. Like, we've created this. We've created an environment where this is like okay and acceptable. So like I'm fine with pointing a finger, but I'm also hesitant because like I know to some degree we're all complicit in like creating an environment where this is behavior is like acceptable. And it's the same is true about issues of race and whatever. Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or in a carry-on. And the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL. Travel to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/DF.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Barnstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But what else you got for me? That was not fun to talk about.
That was not fun. I want to. Can we start by making fun of white people in general? but in short. But I guess more specifically, let's make fun of white people who are upset at Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Can we do that, please?
Like, I mean, that's a fun topic for me. Like, I know people are up in arms. So this is the Little Mermaid is being played by Halle Bailey, who's a black woman. The twin sister too. They're like proteges to Beyonce, right? Yeah, I got all that right.
Yeah,
I
know they're not twins. Better. They're not twins. Chloe, I think, is a couple years older.
Ah, oh, man, rusty. See, I'm old. That's why they're I brought
not
you twins. On.
Not all black people look alike, Dominique.
That's why I brought you on, so you could translate for me. But anyway, and I'm sure everybody probably knows what is controversy. People are upset because the Little Mermaid is being played by a black woman. I am not upset about this. I just find it hilarious. Does it upset or bother you? Like,
no, it's absolutely, especially when you get to folks who are like, scientifically, a mermaid couldn't be black. And I'm like, scientifically, sir, they don't exist. So like, what are we doing here? It's just like, I wanted to make like a fake Hollywood reporter that just reports that black people are going to play things that were not black and just see how outraged they get. Like,
it would be fun
if we were just like, hey, Denzel Washington is going to play the Candlestick from Beauty and the Beast, and then just see what happens. Like, just see the out, like, create, like, please go get upset over that and like, just leave me alone so I can vote.
Is this just like a Russian bots operation? Like, are there actual real people who care about this, or is it just like Twitter trolly type people? This doesn't feel like. I don't know. Maybe it's on the top of one of those fringe websites somewhere, but feel like something that anybody who actually matters cares about.
I mean, there are people doing interviews and podcasts and all that really? Stuff, but the bots are part of it, which I think sort of leans into the other thing is I saw Woman King this weekend.
Oh, my daughter went to see it. How was it?
It was fantastic. It's a top tier movie, but there's a lot of controversy, which I think is warranted with the movie because the Dahomey tribe was involved in the slave trade, like deeply involved in the slave trade. And the movie, and people were like, why were we watching a movie about these folks who are, you know, sold slaves to the Europeans?
They're heroes in the movie. We're celebrating them,
right?
Despite the fact that they trafficked Africans.
Right. But the movie does address it. I think it does a Hollywood-y glossed over version of it, yeah. Of course. But there is a large contingent, of course, that is pushed by bots that is sort of arguing, you know, that this is goes against sort of a black liberation idea that we're going to celebrate this movie. And they don't want people to see this movie. There's a boycott Woman King situation going on.
Oh, really?
And there was a boycott Wakanda Forever situation going on based on the idea that they should replace T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman. And then they're saying that they don't like the fact that all of these women are now at the forefront of the Black Panther movie. And so I have an article coming this week, you know, plug. But basically the idea is that these white right-wing folks and these super pseudo black left liberation folks sort of meet at this point of like, we don't like black women at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, we want
that's so
what's
sad.
Best for black people, but it's really not. Cause it's really like, yeah. You really just like, there are legitimate reasons not to like Woman or to have issues with Woman King. I had some with the movie. It's great, but it was imperfect. But it's really like, we don't want to watch this movie with strong black women and Viola Davis and a black director. And then white folks, like, we don't want a black Little Mermaid. And it's really just like, we just don't like black women. You know,
that's not a rally that, or maybe it is a rally that I want to be at. The collection of far right wing and black liberation people at one rally together, somehow on the same accord against black women. That's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, these folks are not actual black liberal. You know what I'm saying? These are like incels and a lot of bots and a lot of folks who pretend to do that, but they find it in, as like the Kevin Samuels prayers down. Like, there's a, you know, the situation, you know, he sort of embodies that, like talking about he wants to do what's best for the black family and the black man, the black woman, but he really just there to hate on black women. And that's what a lot of this stuff is when you dig deep into what the motives are.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't assume that everybody knows who Kevin Samuels is. I don't know how to explain. I mean, he's dead now, but he was kind of like popular black misogynist, I guess, right? It was kind
of, yeah, he was sort of the godfather of the black misogynist podcast, like sort of and yeah, he just would talk down to women, and there was a lot of dudes who want to be him, and they say things like, what did women bring to the table? And
I always thought it was a bit, like, he was serious. I know that people around him
is real dedicated to that bit.
Yeah, I thought it was. Like, I thought it was the bit until the day he died. I knew that people around him believed him and fell in, but the things he was saying, so many of them were so outrageous and absurd that it just felt like he was doing a bit for clout and money. And I know other people are, incels is the word, I guess, that you use, mm-hmm. is probably proper, as they have anger built up because they are involuntarily celibate and they have someone who can be their avatar on the national stage, and they can rally around them and blame everyone else for their personal life not being the way that they want it to be. It's pretty unfortunate, but I guess it's better that they show themselves than they just lurking in the dark.
Yeah, they're out there, and they follow this dude, and they have their own, they form their own podcast, and there's like little podcast minions, and they don't die, they multiply. They're just like ashy, musty hydra that pop up every time somebody's Yeti mic isn't working. So,
all right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else you want to plug? I know you snuck a plug in about piece you're writing. You want to plug anything else?
No, I think that's it. That's it. You know,
not even gonna plug the book.
I got a book. I got a book. The Movement Made Us. It's Dominique's favorite book. He can't stop talking about it, and
we're reading it. I've read it 3 times now.
It's my favorite book that I've ever written, so everybody go get it. Don't, too many details. Everybody go get it.
All right, brother, thanks for your time, man.
All right, man, peace.
This is the Dominique Foxworth Show. We'll be right back.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.